So Melacha and Shabbos is called Meleches Kireya, one of the Lamentes of his Melacha. A lot of people don't know about this Melacha. Some of them know that it's a Lamentes of his Melacha, but they don't know how it's practical to be used. I know a lot of people will be Mekel and a lot of Zachen, and Mistomes Tzdodim to find the Teirim, how to be Mekel. But we will try to learn the Sugya, and everyone will decide themselves how they want to follow. What we're going to speak about is about Meleches Kireya, tearing. If you allow to, someone the Moshe wants to eat potato chips, and he wants to tear the package of potato chips in Shabbos. And he wants to know if he's allowed to tear the potato chips package, or if he's Kireya, he's Chayav Misa. It's Avera. Someone wants to eat Bamba, wants to tear the bag. He eats ices, tears the bag. He bites into the edge of the igloo. You're allowed to, you're not allowed to. And some people say, no, it's for food, you're allowed to, for food, yeah? So I know also some people, they drive with a car to eat food, right? What is that? But for food, they drive in the car for food. Well, you know, they drive in the car, you know, they put on the light that they could, you know, to find the fridge. They can't find the food, so they put on the light. For food. That everyone understands is also. So, avora is also, car is also, but kireya for food. It's exactly the same, but the people that do that, you say they could drive with a car to go to eat food. Or to put on the light. What is the difference, Meleches Mavir, that most people don't do for finding food? Most people. Most people don't drive in cars to find the ices, right? But Meleches Kireya, for food. It's very, very schwer to understand. So what's the Son of Moshe? It may brass the forholds. It's exactly like driving a car. It may brass the forholds. If Tobin takes a potato chips, and tears the bag, it's like you drove in a car in Shabbos. Same reason. What is the difference to drive a car for food or to Meleches Kireya for food? Mavir, what is the Lamentes? So this is the noise we're trying to learn. I know some people will say, what is the Shaychas? Here it's Mekalkel. It's Mekalkel, he's tearing the bag. So first of all, see if he's taking a Mekalkel. Sometimes when you tear a bag, you Mekalkel. Also, you have an igloo, you Mekalkel, you bite at the edge and then you suck that igloo. Or you know, as you saw, the milk comes with bags. So you cut it with the edge, and now you want to pour out the milk, you Mekalkel. Now you could use it. It's Mekalkel. So to learn this sugya, it's a big noise. It's a hard noise. And again, some come out in the end that it's Melocha Deraisa. Mamash, Deraisa. And some hold it's not a problem. Moshe, I know in Letterman, where the stipler was, Chaim Kanievsky, I don't know today, but I remember when the stipler was there, so Simchas Torah they gave out, it was like potato chips. But it was open and closed with a clip before Shabbos. They gave it out. Because they don't want the machshel, the kids, to dance with the Torah and to step on the Torah at the same time, yeah? To dance with the Torah and to do Meleches Kireya. Lucky day. So they gave potato chips, and every package was closed. It was like a little clip, you know, that they have to hold the papers, to clip it to... Not staples. Staples could be maybe also a problem. Of these clips that you have to put a paper on a paper. They had the sticky papers. It's nishta zin again. So I want to be masbir to try to learn the Inyan. The Mishnah in Shabbos states five melochas. Hakoireya al menas litfor yichay. If you tear, you rip al menas litfor yichay. And the first chakira is, and this meloch, koireya al menas litfor. We have a set of four melochas. Moichek al menas lichtoiv, soiser al menas livnois, matir al menas liksha. Four melochas that are negative, really. Koireya al menas litfoy, moichek al menas lichtoiv, sois al menas livnois. matir al menas likshoy. The chikir is first chikir. The tnai and the heft of the melocha deraisa is koireya al menas litfoil, like in the Mishkan. Person, for example, has a too big suit, so they cut it. But then they could make a hem, and so the tearing is for fixing. It's not sewed properly. You tear it, and then you could put the parts together. And this is the heft of the melocha. Or, there's no purpose that you have to tear al menas to sew. Tearing is a mekalkel. You have to do it with a good positive reason. One of the good positive reasons is al menas litfoy. Again, our chakira is if koireya al menas litfoy is dafka al menas litfoy, this is the heft of the melocha. Like everyone understands that oife, you have to bake, yeah? If a person waters the garden, he will never oiver on the melocha of oife. Maybe he'll be oiver on zireya. Yeah? If someone puts on the light, I can't say, yeah? Chazanish said yes. However, if a person puts on the light, you can't call him koitza. The heft of melech is koireya, is a menas litfoy. Other name, it says machlekes. Rabbi Kiveger was misupik in this shaila. Was a deal in Tesis and Shabbos that it's only al menas litfoy. Some wanted to bring a raya. The Gemara says a poiseach beisatzaver b'Shabbos. Beisatzaver was a simple. Do you think it? What we have today, a talis cotton, and where we have the head, the neck, they had like a string tying through, and you popped it, that you could put your head through. The Gemara says if you do it in Shabbos, yichayv mitzad makeh bepatish. The shadow why have to come to Makeh Bepatish? That now you could use the beged properly. Say you chayim mitzad koireya. So some achronim wanted to bring a raya. Why Rashi doesn't say koireya and Rashi says Makeh Bepatish? Obviously, because you're not doing it on menas litfoy. So b'meila you're not chayim. Biraloche wants to be doicha the raya. He says maybe Pesach b'satzavo is not bichlal a mekalkel. You have times, we'll see in a second the lomdas. I could tear al menas litfoy. We'll see in a second as kind of tearings for different purposes. But it's the meloche of tearing. Pesach b'satzavo is bichlal not tearing, it's fixing. B'meile it's only makir b'patish. So now the Gemara, you're allowed to, or you're not allowed to, the Gemara says, to tear a piece of paper to fry a little fish in Yom Tov. Gemara Beitz Elam Et Beiz. Ein koiri mesaniyo, litzleis boi dai kotni. And the Gemara says, Mishum etakin mame. Why is no meleches koireya? But I want to start with the rayas on the other side. The Gemara says in Perek HaOyrek, HaKoireya al meisoi b'Shabes Chayev. Someone dies, so you tear kriya, you chayev in Shabbos. Why? You plan to sow? No, you're not allowed to sow. So why if you kriya al meisei b'Shabbos, you chayev? The answer is, this tearing is fixing. It's not tearing. Hakriya b'chamoso, he's angry. Chayev. The Gemara says, but the Gemara says he wants to cool down, he's angry, he tears, he takes out his energy. He's metaken. The Rambam says, HaKoreh al menas litfor chayov, aval al koreh al menas lehafsid potu. Mashma zog de biur aloche, only if it's lehafsid. But if it's a good purpose in the koreh you chayov, as a tisefte. What would be if a person has on this wall as a letter, it says Gimel. He wants to raise the Gimel. He raises it in Shabbos. He's not planning to write another letter on the wall, but now the wall is Baruch Hashem clean. You know, people spritz a graphic as on the wall. So you come to fix it, you raise it. You chayv in Shabbos a potu. You're not moichek amanas lichtoy. Oh, but you're fixing the place. Tisefte shteit yichayv. Und as they steht in the Ritvo in the Ran, a Korea al menas Litvo chayev, velav davka al menas Litvo, elo Chazal say the Shiur. Taisa says in Shabbos Tzadik Dalet that every Korea will is a tikkun yichayev. So the Biur Halacha Lemaaseh brings down the list of Rishonim that I'm not going out to the sugyas of Reb Shimon and Rabbonon, that if you korea al menas letaken you chayev. The Mele, we have three halachas. Person has a long suit and he cuts it and he's not planning to sew it, but it's too long on him. It's for sure chayev. He's angry and he tears. He's chayev al meisa. He's chayev. So I think we will carry on with the anoche that Kurel Menas Litvo doesn't need sewing, it's enough fixing. Okay? Shlav Aleph. Shlav Beis. Was a story. In the time of the Prichodosh, you could ask Bakery Nechoma here, they will tell you the same story. Bakery Nechoma, I remember 4 years ago, 3 years ago, the Rishiva tried to close the stores around the Shiva by night. So we wanted to speak to Bakery Nechoma. So it's been all the. So they were reminding us when the yeshiva was speaking of Chaim Shmulevitz, Reb Nochem, and that days was one or two ovens in every place. Not everyone owned the oven. All the people in Beis Yisrael, the chunt, they were put by Nechama in the oven for Shabbos. I'm not going in now, the bread became fleshy, yeah? But I'm not. Everyone put their breads. In a lot of cities in Europe, the owners of the bakeries were going, but they're the only ones that had the ovens. No one had a private oven. So the people came before Shabbos and they left the chunt in the oven by the goy. The problem was, Bosol shenis'ale min ha'ayin, you're not allowed to come tomorrow morning, eat the chunt. So they had a very poshte patent. What do you think you could do? You want to live by the goy, but it's bosol shenis'ale min ha'ayin. So it was 50 frum families. They left it in the oven by the goy. Shabbos morning, they wanted to eat the chunt. They know it's bosol shenis'ale min ha'ayin. So they did a very poshte zach. They sealed the oven had a door. They sealed it with a piece of paper. And they stamped it in the sides. Nowadays everyone had these stamps, you know, they send the letters with a stamp, with wax. And you can't open the oven without tearing this paper. And they would come in the morning. If it's closed, you eat a chunt. If it's open, you don't eat a chunt. So they sent the shayla to the Prichodosh. I want to read the Losher of the Prichodosh. Nio shekoichim al gabe amanu umadbikim ktsoisaniyo biyachad vei efshar liftoach beloi likroya achoysam pshita dekriye vekilkul b'shabes lechoshim mekalkel shi meloche gmuro veasuro minateire shekol mekalkel she'ein kavanosi lekalkel. Here he's mekalkel, he wants to get to the chunt. He's not planned. It's right that he's tearing the paper, mekalkel, but he's doing it with a good purpose. He wants to take out the chunt out of the oven. Havi meloche deraisa veosur lehatir afilu al yedei goy. Sharetshuve paskinsen and Simon Kuvzayin Sifkot Mehei brings down this prichodosh.
Every career you have
bets
in the Kavar and why you
want to
be career, that's
so,
also that.
So I said again, right? If it's a good reason, like Al Meisoy, you chayev. Bechamosoy, you chayev. Chayev. You want, he writes in a tshuva, and these frum people that tear it, the frum not in Bosor Shinisalem in Ain, but the Mechal Shabbos Deiraisen. They're from, they don't have Bosor Shinisalem in Ain. But Shabbos, then they don't care to Mechal Shabbos Day Reis. The Mishnah Berurah brings it down, and Simon Shin Mem, and a similar question. A person got mailed in Shabbos. I'm not speaking out of question. If Mukta, we're not discussing the newspapers that come in Shabbos, yeah? You're allowed to open the envelope in Shabbos or not? Zog the Mishneh Berurah. Ze loshon ha-prichodesh be-yiredeya. Yisroel ha-pisayach chayev chatos. Ve-akareya nir ha-manas letakem. He's tearing it because he wants to read the letter. So if he says a person gets a letter inside the envelope, if you tear it, yichayev. This is the Prichodosh. The Chacham Tzvi was choylik in the Prichodosh. And he says, Tosu, Shori Leimori. I met him and I bring him a lot of rayas that he's wrong. The son of the Chacham Tzvi is called Yavetz, Shuvis Yavetz. Ovi was Matir Afilo Al Yedei Yisrael. Machlekes min ha-kotze el ha-kotze. How we paskin? Chai Odom and Sefer Nishmas Odom and Tal Oiris. Even if someone wants to rely on the Chacham Tzvi, only with a goy. Mishnebu also, the halacha we paskin like the Prichodosh. If you want to seimech on the Chacham Tzvi, only al yedei goy. V'chein am edvar. Mishnebu says, so we open the oven. If you want to be maker, with a guy. Okay, this is one topic that wasn't clearly so. We can't take it away. We'll go to the next thing. It was a story in the time of the Zera Emes. Shud Zera Emes, Simen Samach Zayin. It was a Kadmon, it's a very, very choshev a sefer. Sharet Shuvah and Simen Shin Yudal brings them down. They came to a shul and the Aron Kodesh, the lock broke. They can't open the Aron Kodesh. They have to read Parsha Shavua, no Sefer Torah, what you do. Can't open the Aron Kodesh. They wanted to bring a goy to open the Aron Kodesh, to break the door. He passed them that it's awesome. Amir Eleakum is Mutar B'Shavus. No, so it's Mekalkel. It's like, Mekalkel? He wants to get to the Sefer Torah. It's Metaken. A third case we have. Biuraloche. A person puts an Eruv. The Eruv has to be accessible the whole Shabbos. So the Rashmoshes, if the Eruv is not accessible to get to him, so B'mele is not called Yuni Eruv in the same place. Zog the Biuraloche and Simen Shin Tzadik Dalet. What if a person put the Eruv in his house and he lost the key? Or the owner of the house left the city with the keys in his pocket before Shabbos. And you can't get to it, ben Hashmoshes. So shtei the halacha is, it's not a good Eruv. Fayti ben halacha, why? You could tell a goy to break it. So the halacha is melacha deraisa. It's also, the halacha explains this question. Shvus is mutter ben Hashmoshes. So ben Hashmoshes, you're allowed to tell the guy. So the name, it's the Reise. Was a meiser with the Shmir Shabbos ki ilchoso. A guy gets stuck in the bathroom. Happens a lot. Especially in basic soil area, yeah? They wanted to call a guy. Shmir Shabbos said, let him to stay there the whole shop. The guy can't open the door. Shvus is mutter. It's not shvus. I had the same mice, and my wife got locked in a room in Shabbos. The kids ran to call to a guy. I said, I'm sorry, she has to stay there the whole Shabbos. By the way, it was an hour after I locked the stairs. Take it very close. I found the heter, I'll tell you later how I managed to take out my wife. That's from the whole of the night, don't worry. I'll find the heter, and you'll see later how you do it. If you know the sugya, is a heter, is a fa, but if not, the maestro, she has to state it. I want to make it clear all these aloches by little kids, the Mishnebura says you have to get right away a goy to open, and if you can't get a goy, you have to use a yid, a little kid that is locked in a room, it's a pikuach nefesh. The kid could get scared and frightened. I just wanted to be chas v'shalom that a big man was there in the bathroom, nothing will happen, yeah? But I have to know, a little kid, sometimes it's big kids that are like little kids, yeah? But as the halacha of Mishnebura says, if it's a chashash that the guy is frightened, frightened is one of the places that we see what we call psychologists today. Frightened is a pikuach nefesh. It's a pikuach nefesh. And he says, a little kid that is locked in a place. I remember once I was with Adam Godel, and there was another person with us, with his wife. And Adam Godel asked the person, where's the kids? He said, I left them on their own in the house. Don't worry, I locked the door. He said, run. He says, the Mishnebura says, it's a pikuach nefesh that the kids are locked in a room. Kids will wake up in the middle of the night and no one is around. It's the same pikuach nefesh. He says, don't take the Mishnebura one way. If the Mishnebura is mad at the Michal Shabbos, that kids that get up and they find themselves locked in a place, they frighten, it's a pikuach nefesh, go back home. And he spoiled the whole meeting. He made the guy to come back home. Adam Godel. So now we know to take out the chunk from the oven, the Prichodo says it's Deiraisa. To open the letter, it's Deiraisa. To take out the Sefer Torah, the Zeraema says it's Deiraisa. To take out the guy from the bathroom, it's Deiraisa, right? So now I'm asking you, to take out the chips from the bag, it's also Deiraisa. So if you have chips in a bag, and you just want to take out the chips, I'm a kalkil, I'm tearing the bag. L'chura, l'fi de zera emes, l'fi de pischitshuva, em, richodosh, l'fi the chant and the letters, mishnebura, l'chura, it's melocha de reis. So Remei brands the fair and sefer, shut kne boisem, Paskins, that it's a melocha d'oraisa. And if someone opened a bag, he has to bring chatas. Today you write on a pinkos that I'll bring chatas. Could be a tzehele mecho that you didn't know the aloha, you could bring one kolben on all the chips that you opened. First, yeah? Azei zok b'kneboisa. And be'etzem, we have to stop the shir here. Yeah, but Klal Yisrael, some of them open. Yeah, some people are not scared from this, and they open. We have to try to melamed tzchus. What is the tzad that they're allowed to open? It sounds meleches kireya. So we saw biur alocha legabi deiru, prichodosh legabi dechon, mishne brura legabi de letter, zeraemes legabi de sefateir. Rav Noiver than the bat. All of these, they pass in to their eyes. So what gives us the permission, the heter, to take out the chips out of the bag? I'm Korea, it's called Metaket. This is a Meleches Tikkun. What would be matter to me to turn the bag? So to answer that, we'll try to go over the mekoyres of the heter. Again, the kneboisim asos. And again, a lot of people do not open bags on Shabbos because of that. I think from the time of Bar Mitzvah, I never opened a bag on Shabbos. I also never went in the car on Shabbos. Don't be so proud. I for sure that I know. I think that it's the same for sure. It's no big matter that I did it. Yeah. I never went in the car on Shabbos. You proud of him? I feel the same. I will not drive a car even when I want to go to eat. So this, I want to explain why. I'm saying to you why I'm saying it so sharp and so gishmak. First time. But the real reason. People did not know that it's such a melocha. They think that it's different. And I wanted to be clear that it's a melocha gemura. we will find heterim. The heterim don't change the melocha. They're specific heterim. And in the minute that the heter switches, the package of the chips gets bigger, or different little things that will happen, we'll drop some heterim. People are brought up that this is bichlal nishkin melocha. This is like walking. They don't realize that it could be a real melocha. It could be mamash a melocha gemura. It's kireya, and it's right. I'm an asked to attack it. That is the first part that I wanted to say. Now we have to start to down where heterim came in, how heterim came in klal Yisrael, and what the poskim say about them, and we'll see that some heterim exist in heavy places, some are not, some is mutar lefi some shitas. The first makor is a Mishnah in Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem Vav. We were Isaac already in this Mishnah. Shoiver Odom Esachovis Kedei Lehoitzi Groigos. A person wants to serve his guest dates. A lot of guests showed up. A whole shir came over. Now, if he starts to open the chovis to pull out the dates, they say Groigos, but they get stuck together, right? They dry. So sometimes it's very hard to start to get to them. The guy doesn't have a time. He just bangs over the chovis. It cracks. And he could take out the groigers. You're allowed to. Why are you allowed to? The chula breaking a chovis, what melacha is it? Breaking a chovis? What melacha will be in Shabbos? Soysa. So what do you say? What do you say? He's mekalkel. The tzarech ges, the womatim. But we explain now, he's a metakim. Like he's breaking the door to the safetere, breaking the door to the bathroom, breaking the paper to take out the chunt, the letter to take, the envelope to take out the letter, the house to get to the eruv. L'chur have to be also. And the Mishnah state that it's mutar. So here we have a mokar, we'll call it a big package of potato chips, be'etzem, that we have a Mishnah that we can open. We have all these questions that says that it's also, but we have a case, it's a little bit bigger from the potato chip bag, but we have a chavis, and Chazal led us to break it. Well, we'll get to the reason, we'll check what the Rishonim say, why it's mutal there. Rashi says, Ein binyan v'stira bekeilim ve'ave mekalkel ve'letzerech oichal muta. Ein binyan v'stira bekeilim ve'ave mekalkel letzerech oichal l'shabes muta. As I state. So be'etzem, Rashi says a double reason. Ein binyan v'stira bekeilim it's the Rabbana. Mekalkel letzerech oichal l'shabes muta. So in Rashi really is mashma that it's not called metakim. The fact that I'm trying to get to the food. It's against the whole idea, the whole shir. The whole shir was that even if I'm tearing something, if my purpose is to get to the other place, it's not called a ma'isa kilkul. And here in Rashi state that it's a ma'isa kilkul.
It's not meant to be broken
away. Well, we get. But again, we'll have to know if Rashi's heter will help us. Rashi says, "Ein binyan v'stira bekeilim." I agree. But kireya was never said on a house. You can't tear a house. Yeah? Kireya is on items that are movable. So it's like Rashi was matir when I have two klolim, ein binyan v'stira bekeilim plus mekalkel. But the chips, I will not have the heter of Rashi. You're right, I'm called Mekalkel, and maybe the Tzerech Shabbos is Mutar, but Rashi was mashma that it will not matter stam the Tzerech Shabbos. It will matter the Tzerech Shabbos b'tziruf, that it's a Darabonon, because I'm being b'stira b'keilim. So it's Darabonon, Mekalkel b'darabonon, the Tzerech Oichel that will matter. So b'kireya, l'chua l'fi Rashi, will be no heter. The Shulchan Aruch says, you know why it's Mutar? It's a mustiki. It's not a choshev a keilim. Zokt the primegodim, avolim o yachov is gmuro, havi meloche de iraise. It's called metakem. Again, we have a primegodim that this is called metakem. So if we pass it like the primegodim, from that Mishnah we have a riot that it's also. The Ran says, it's meloche de iraise, mekalkel etzerich oichel muta. So the Shalom, what is the Pshat in the Ran? What is the Pshat in the Rashi? Why do they call it Mekalkel? You're right, the Primigodim calls it Metakel. So again, the Oisrim say, not only that this Gemore is not against them, here they have a Primigodim, and it's again a Melocha Deiraisa. And the Heter Dir is Mustaki, means that it's not a real Chavis, it's a Chavis that was made from little pieces. But mainly they say that it's us. Oh, but Rashi and the Ran say that it's a Mekalkel. We say that it's not a Mekalkel. The answer is, and here is a big kula. A normal way, how you open a chavis. How you open normally a chavis. You take off the top, the lid, the cover, I don't know how you call it, and you open it. You don't break it. What happens about when something is broken? Will not answer any case. The Ohr HaKodesh broke. You have to break the door. So this is the way to get to the Sefer Torah. The oven. This is the way to take out the meat from the Goyish oven, is to tear the paper. How you get to the letter? You tear the envelope. B'mele. They said, if you tear the bag every time, for example, the Chazanish himself, and before Pesach, or before Shabbos, he would tear the plastic that is around the matzahs, before Shabbos. We'll get to it in a second. Why? He said, these bags are not called mekalkel when you tear them. They're meant to be torn. When you have chalas, and lamazogim, they tie it in a bag. Now, the regular way would be really to undo the knot, right? If you're not lazy, if you want the bag, if it's not yisur matira kesher, you're lazy, you just rip it off from the bottom. Now you're a mekalkel. If you have a nice package, and you don't open it nicely, and you tear through, then you're a mekalkel. Rabbi Yashiv said, if you get stuck in a bathroom, and this is what I did when my wife gets stuck in that room, I told the guy to come. I don't know if some you got one stuck in a room, you call a guy to come to help you to take you out. So sometimes a guy professional, you know, he has a lot of keys and he manages, yeah? But then you get a second profession, he comes with a screwdriver, he plays a little bit with the door, he minimizes the damage and it gets you out. That is not allowed to do in Shabbos. You tell the guy, crack the door. Just bash it. And everything goes out of order. He's mekalkel. He's trying to take out my wife from the room. But if it will not be Shabbos, I will not let it bang in the sides where the hinges are. To get my wife out from that side. So if we could go near the lock, just, you know, two screwdrivers, a little bit to pull it, but later we could just fix it, right? You don't give a kick in the door, crack it open. That is a mekalkel. So this is what to do. If someone gets stuck in the bathroom, best thing to call a guy. It's a shvus, b'mokim tzorich, b'mokim mitzvah. And you tell the guy, don't be nice. Just go through. In the case of the Zerah Emes, either they didn't want to damage the Holo HaKodesh, or the case was there was no way to do it different.
In the middle way, you're still not doing it the way that it's supposed to be.
Again, it's locked. When it's locked, this is the way.
Even if I don't break the whole thing,
if it's locked, and you don't do it in the regular way, Dehainu, you make much more damage when you open it. The Beliashiv says you're allowed to do it to the guy.
Even if I do it the middle way, I'm still not going the way that I normally do it.
I said again, there's the way that you'll do it in weekday, and there's a more damage. If it's middle, three quarters, let me show you how many quarters. There's the way that you would do it if it would be a weekday, and it's that and it's closed. So you're right that you're damaging the door, but what happens when they finish to open? Everyone says, oh. Right? Oh. So not damage, everyone is happy. This is tikkun. The marshal, if you go to that oven in Shabbos, and instead of tearing the paper, you make a hole in the oven and take out the chunk. No problem. You kill the other oven. You're a mekalkel, you're not metaken. But when you go to the door and you take off the paper, that is a metaken. So this is one of the teirim, what some of you for sure know, some of you for sure learned, and some of yeshivas that they teach you, you tear the bag. You tear the bag. We'll see later. As I'm sure Zahmah, that is matter much more from that. But these are the people that destroy the bag that they open. I'm trying to explain. Some people think that the reason you have to destroy the bag is because if you don't destroy the bag, you made a bag. This is not the shir today. And this is not the reason. Could be it's also a reason. That is not gathered during the cap of last week, all these things. And we're not going to that. We'll get to that maybe. Today we're explaining is a reason to destroy the bag. Not only because I don't want it to become a bag. I have to do it b'derech destroying that the melocha is called melechas kilkul. Now, the guy that till now thought that the reason is destroying because if not, he's a boy never came. We're not discussing boy, it was me a melocha doi reise, koirea, obis melocha, av melocha of koirea. And you enter for that av melocha is mekalkel. That I'm not what you thought alamol, I can't make a bag because then I'm boy. We're speaking on the bad melocha. The melocha agro of korea, of damaging. And is the issue to damage with a purpose. Why? Because then you chayev chatos. You don't have a shem mekalkel. When you have a shem mekalkel, when you're damaging. This was one heta. This heter is not so glad because lemaise, the heter is only by a goy. And the shechonoch lemaise does not pass in that heter. If shever odem is a chovis, the shechonoch says you're not allowed to break. Mishnebur paskins la aloche, you're not allowed to break a chovis to take out the tmorim. Only it's a mustaki. Of a regular chovis, you're not allowed to do it. So la aloche. This heter, even that, it's good again to be soimach on it when someone is stuck in a bathroom, to call a guy. However, to open yourself a potato chip bag, we can't soimach on it. Mustik is like a besoiso, not like a bekorea. Mustik is not a binyan vestir bekelim. Not a binyan vestir bekelim. However, korea is korea. Korea is a piece of paper. So we'll try to go to the next heter. This heter made it, and if he's some rishonim, it's not a melacha d'oraisa. That means shrine as a star. The material was samech on another. As a tisefte, koireya odom oir shal pi achovis. Ubilvad shelo yasenu mazrik. You have a chovis and you have a piece of leather on top of it. You're allowed to tear it in Shabbos to take out the wine, but don't tear it in a way that it will become like something to spill out. Mazrik. You have like a, what do you call it?
Spell
or something like that that you could pour out the wine from there. The Rashba brings it down. The Bisyei says the Magen Avraham, the Mishneh Berurah. Why are you allowed to tear it? So again, the Ran says, because during the week, you don't rip it in the middle. Yetira to become a mazrik. So now you mekalkel. Shulchan Aruch Rav says, you know why you're allowed to? Shulchan Aruch Rav says a huge chidush. Says, and plastic is no kireya. Kireya is only in strings that are sewed and knit together. A piece like oil is no kireya. There's no kireya in plastic. So the finish of Rav, you could tear potato chips bags. But then you have to be makpid to tear it in the middle of the package, not in the place that it's glued together, because then it's again two pieces. The Biur Halacha and the Chayei Odom say you're not allowed to rely on the Shulchan Aruch Rav. So wide they hold that he's wrong, they don't want to say his name. The Biur Halacha says, Sefer Echod Me'achroini Rotzo Lehalois Aliboy Shebe Plastic is no Kireya Cholil Oloimoy. So we can't rely on that. Chazon Yecheskel has a different hesber. But we have a Oshal Pi Achovis. For sure, we spoke about last week a ketchup box. I'm not speaking now. We spoke about the paper that is on top of the ketchup. For sure, you're allowed to cut that paper and make a hole inside that paper. If you have a grape juice, you're allowed to take off the plastic that is around the bottle. Because this is Oshal Pi Achovis. This is a gemara. Other, this state in the gemara. Oshal Pi Achovis, you're allowed to. A ketchup is covered with a piece of metal, you're allowed to tear it. You're allowed to pop it. A cracker, you're allowed to crack it. You're allowed to tear it. You have this paper around the grape juice, you're allowed to tear it. Why? Oh, shall be a chobis. We don't upshot. So what is the head of the mice? You're holding it. We're not fighting a tail. Chazanish wants to say, he says, I'm not koireya. I'm eating. I'm eating. I'm busy getting to the food. I'm trying to get the food. He says he doesn't want to rely on his svore and melocha deraisa. He says something is mitzarefit to what he said. Something that all the year you tear like that, don't rely on me. Something that during the year you tear differently, like a big bag, and now you do it, Melechas Kilgul, I have this heter. Same thing he says, I'm reading the letter. Avada, this is the reason for the Chazon Ish, a lot of people that tear are makpid to take something to themselves, not to tear it for someone else. They tear a package, they take one chip to taste. Because you have to be misasik in the achille. This is the Chazon Ish svar. Rav Shmuel Zalman Oyerbach came and said, the reason we open bags, he says, the bag becomes like the shell of the food. And Rav Shmuel Zalman wants to say that this heter is taken only in bags that are around the food. But sometimes something is packaged very nice, like a beautiful, expensive package. That inside you have another five packages till you get to the food. Shmuel Zalman says you're not allowed to tear it. A lot of times you have these gifts, you know, you go for Shabbos to a convention, etc. Yeah, they give you in the room like a whole package. So, well, what do? They take five nice things, they put them together, and then they get like someone fancy to close it and to package it. Yeah. That package, it's aimed to stand like that. Now you're not allowed to tear in Shabbos. Reb Moshe Feinstein brings down the same heter. Ledaiti choisles atmorim shem asuim letmorim ve'achar kach zir kimoisom nisbatlu leatmorim ve'agroi gris ve'avi keklipe egoizim mali klipe bidei odo mali klipe bidei shomayim. I'm reading a Chuba Sigris Moshe. Sha'oisom a cans. שאויסים מיוחד בשביל אלו, וגם ידוע שאחר כך זריקים יש להתיר לשוורון בשבס. ובסקיר של בגד שרויש לתשמיש אחר אין היתר, if it's good packages. אבל בסקיר של ניאל, American also the packages of paper, יש להתיר מדינקרי האויר שעל פי החוביס. וכל זה לדינה, אבל למעשה אין להתיר. קיימת שבתיר המאותים יש דברים שאין להתיר שלעבור לקלקל. ואין לקרוא יעל לסק ולא של בגב ולא של ניאל ולא לישבר הטייבס. So Moshe says the mice are not to open packages in Shabbos. Shulzalman Oyerbach says, Lekatchila to open the packages before Shabbos. If you didn't manage to open it before Shabbos, you're allowed to open it in Shabbos. The mice is the Kafachayim brings down that was a shofar inside a bag, and they were matir to tear the bag to take out the shofar to blow. Chayodim brings down that if you have dishes inside a bag, you're allowed to tear it. To take out the dishes, like, you know, the plastic, cups, all these things, you're allowed to tear these bags. So here's the Shaila Be'etzim. Shlomo Zalman Be'etzim came and said, Rav Moshe, as a din of choisleis atmorim, Shechonoch and Shin Yudalit brings down, they had these strings that they took dates and they put them together, and instead you're allowed to open them in Shabbos. And they learned that this becomes tofel to the food. It's not called you misasik and a melocha. And they wanted to say that the packages are the same. It's er shel pi achovis. It's a part of it. So b'meile, what I want to say is like this. The heter is a shvacher heter. Again, the tzad sheini. You have a lot, I'm saying, there's a lot of places brought down in halacha, you're allowed to do it. So for sure, I think it's clear what the Shem Zalman brings down in the Shemir Shabbos and Rav Moshe to try to open everything before Shabbos. I want to explain a little bit. The Moshel igloo, I'm not, there's two kinds of igloos. I don't know if you know what is an igloo. What is an igloo? I don't know how you say it in English. What? Popsicle. Maybe in Baltimore, I don't know. But it's like kind of, they put like juice and they have a plastic bag around it and they give it to the kids. Now it's two different kinds. It's like the choshev ones. You could pop it to two. And then you have the shmata ones, you just bite in the end and you squeeze. The choshev ones could be as another shayla to pop it to two. I'm not going into that. I want to start to speak at the poshto ones. The mamish is like a little plastic bag and you bite the edge. These are much easier to do in Shabbos. Why? This is mamish oyer shel pi achovis. It's mamish choisles. This is mamish the wrapping of this food. It's the wrapping of this food. The same thing with Moshe, you have a wrapper of a candy. It's the wrapper of the food. But Moshe, sometimes you have candies that have a wrapper and then they're inside another package. That package already is hard to call him that he's the wrapper of the food. Or even in chips, you have to know how to look at it. Or if you have five potato chips, that they become packages of 8 or 10, and they have a bigger package, right? They gave us a package of a lot of mini packages. We have a lot of chocolates, you know. So sometimes you have little chocolate, they have like a lot of chocolates, like they give you a mix of all different kinds, and they have another bag around it. These bags. So again, it's some that answer everything, and some that are matter all of them. I'm saying, it's bags that are easier to be matter. Igloo to let the kid to bite in, no, not such a problem. A wrapper of the most of the grape juice thing. But if you have a big package that is wrapping a lot of different packages, it's very shrill. For sure, if you spoil it completely, it's much easier. Again, Shmuel Zalman says that you do not have to spoil it completely. He was matter in these things also. This is what I'm saying. The Melacha D'Oraisa stayed in the cases that I told you back from Sefer Torah, because there it's not a moshel. You can't call the wrapper of the oven that he's the peel of the food, of the chunk inside the pot inside the oven. Yeah, it's a big oven, has a chunk. That wrapper is not the cover of the chunk. He's a lock. Let me say the Melacha stayed. The Korea that causes the tikkun is a Melacha D'Oraisa. Cholish was matter even that. We are not mad to them. But Legabi food was definitely some poiskim were not mekabel it and some poiskim were mekabel it. Maybe that's for sure. The best thing is alamol to try not to. And if you have to, for sure to be mekalkel it right away. And again, I will say smaller things are bigger things. Smaller bags that are attached to the food is much easier to open from bigger things. Let's look.
Regular potato chip bag is a problem?
What?
You need to come onto the head, it's regular wrap around the food. Regular potato chip bag.